for most of the morning and so looking forward to it. A professional prize winner. Never knew there was such a thing.
This is pretty incredible.
It is.
Her name is Di Coke.
Which is also
that
incredible.
Might be not. Oh, we're going to ask her actually. She's
okay,
on,
we will,
she's on
we will
line
ask
one.
Her now in a moment.
She's a graphic designer, lives in Nottingham with husband Rob, also a graphic designer, and the son Ryland, who's 2 years of age. She's a mum of one who quit her job so she could enter competitions full time. Has won, wait for it, Jenny, £250,000 worth of prizes.
Unbelievable.
Let's speak to the lady herself. Di, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, first of all, Di Coke, D-I, a surname, that can't be your real name.
Yes, it is my real name. I was Di John, but then I married Rob Coke. So I became Di Coke. That's I got a comedy name.
So it is a bit. And what's wrong with regular Coke? Coca-Cola, by the way.
I have to say, Di, when I saw this, we kind of presumed that you'd possibly change your name to win a competition, but that is in fact your name. Interesting.
Yeah, funnily enough, I rarely win competitions with Coke.
Amazing.
What about Pepsi? Okay, so tell us about it. What did you used to work? You were a graphic designer. You gave up your job to do this.
Yeah, I think probably the information you've got is a couple of years out of date, because I moved to Brighton recently.
Oh, okay.
And my son has started school this year, so I've kind of had a few jobs, freelance graphic designer and social media manager as well. And what I decided to do earlier this year, because of the hobby and because I blog about the hobby, mm-hmm. I just thought, you know what, I'm going to actually give up this work, because what I love doing is entering competitions and finding them and helping other people to win competitions. So I basically packed in the work to concentrate on winning prizes and blogging about winning prizes as well.
So how did you start off? What was your first big windfall that you thought, right, I'm having more of this?
I used to win a lot of festival tickets. This was back in the late 90s. So I'd always get free tickets every year to Glastonbury Festival, Reading Festival. And then I just started entering a few holiday competitions. I won a trip to Dublin, actually, was one of my first holidays abroad.
Very
and
nice.
Then Iceland, New York, and it just started going from there, really. And then I won a car, and I just thought, well, this is a pretty good way to live, really.
Are you just the luckiest person in the world?
Well, I work hard to be this lucky. I do say that I'm lucky, but it takes a bit of effort, definitely.
Well, that's what I want to know. Because obviously, we all enter the odd competition, but we never hear another word about it. What are kind of tips would you give us if you're entering competitions? Now, obviously, you're entering every competition going, so newspapers, magazines, Facebook, online, TV, radio. You just cover everything, do you?
I just like to try a bit of everything to see which ones work the best. So, you know, I like to have a go. I mean, I've done TV game shows as well. That's a good one if you want to win big cash prizes, because a lot of people don't even consider it. But actually, the number of people that apply to get on TV is actually quite small.
So have you been on a game show?
Yeah, I've done about 10 now, I think, and I've won on 3 of them. So,
Which ones have you been on?
Well, a classic was Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, I used to love that with Jane Winton.
Right.
Price is Right.
Exactly, yeah.
Di Coke, come on down. The Price is Right. So tell us, okay, people are listening, they're going, right, cut to the chase. What's the easiest winner? How do you go about winning any competition, anything? Give us a tip.
Well, a lot of people start big, you see. They think, right, I'm going to win. I'm going to do the one on TV. I'm going to phone up for that one. And that's not really how to do it. You should really start locally and think about the places that you go to locally. Maybe you go to shopping centres, cinema, restaurants, hairdressers even. And always be looking. When you're out and about in your local town, look for competitions, because those are the ones that hardly anyone will ever enter. So, you know, don't just walk past if you see a local shop that's got win in the window. Go in, enter it, and give that a go. Also, local radio stations and kind of, you know, local newspapers and free magazines that you see, always pick them up.
But are you only winning, Di, because you're saying there's not many people in the competition, or is there a trick to actually trying to win it as well?
Well, there are tricks, really. I mean, it's learning how to search efficiently on Google. So, you know, you kind of decide what you want to win and you're looking for those prizes rather than just entering the competitions that flash up on websites that everyone else will see. You need to go hunting for the kind of things you want to win. And that's when you'll find the ones which haven't got many people entering.
Okay. And what's the most recent competition that you've won?
Well, I've had a couple of tweets this week. It's quite a random one. I've won a lot of eczema cream.
Nice.
It's really bizarre, but it's actually a cream that I use on my son quite a lot, so it's quite a handy prize, but you know. And then last month I went on a flying lesson that I won. That was brilliant.
Oh.
And
so do you...
£500 of vouchers as well I won last month, which is really helpful.
Oh, that's nice. Christmas, do so. Do you never have to buy a turkey for Christmas? You always win one, right?
I've only recently started eating meat, so I never needed to win one. But this year, I think I'm going to be on a mission to win a turkey this Christmas, definitely.
I think Christmas parties are normally one. I remember my dad coming home, God bless him, years ago, late at night, and he got into bed and said to my mum, I want a ham. So we have one for Christmas Day. And when he woke up in the morning, my mum went downstairs and went, where's the ham? He was like, it was by the door. It was an umbrella. That's a true story.
What do you mean it was an umbrella?
It was an umbrella just in the state he'd got himself into. He was convinced himself it was a ham that he'd won at the Christmas party.
Your Christmas dinner, would anybody like turkey or umbrella? Which are stuffing. Di, we have a competition on the show. It's called Your Some Laugh, and it's a celebrity laugh. We actually did it about a half an hour ago. We do it at 12:15 every day. But since you win everything, we thought we'd give you a crack at it, right? Now, producer Al is freaking out here because you might actually get this right. So I'm going to play you the laugh, and you've got to guess what celebrity it is, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, have a listen. Now I'll play it to you for you one more time because I know it's quick. So we think it's a guy celebrity. Give it your best shot. There's no time on this, but have a good think. Here we go.
Okay.
One more time. Diet Coke, professional prize winner for all the prizes in the pot, and there's a lot of them. Who is that laughing?
Surely it's Michael Bublé.
Well, do you know what? He hasn't been guessed yet. And I think
producer Al is coming in. I don't know if it's Michael Bublé. We don't know.
He told us actually, Di, not to play the laugh in case you did guess it. So, hang on, he's coming in now.
Producer Al.
You're not going to believe this.
You're wrong.
Oh, yes! We beat her! We beat the prize winner!
Now, I know, Di, you were talking about the kind of the best thing you've ever won and the most recent thing that you've won anyway, which is the eczema cream. What was the worst thing that you've ever won? Anything that you kind of went, I really don't
a
want.
Sausage.
I don't want that, actually. Thanks.
Well, I did, you know, I said I've only recently started eating meat. I was a vegetarian for about 15 years, and I did have a radio presenter turn up on my doorstep once, and he presented me with a packet of bacon live on air. So that was, to be honest, that was quite a shock. And then he said, oh, I have got the £500 Sainsbury's vouchers as well. But immediately I opened the door and saw the bacon and thought, what have I done?
And you're actually, are you on holiday at the moment, am I right?
I am, yeah. I didn't win this one. Though,
oh, you paid for it.
It's shocking. We only booked it last week. Okay. I have my next holiday is a prize though. We're going to New York in February.
So and you won that?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is unbelievable.
Thank you.
If people want to get involved, I mean, in so far as get kind of some tips from you, you have a website as well they can check out, is that right?
Yes, it's at superlucky.me, and I've recently done, there's a getting started page there with my top 10 tips, which, you know, apply to everybody who wants to get involved.
So do you know what I think we'll do, actually? I think myself and Nikki will trial this for a week, and we'll both enter everything and see if either of us wins anything, but we'll follow your tips on your website. How about that?
Yep, let me know how you get on.
We will.
Definitely. Di, do you do the lottery or the Euro Millions or anything like that?
I don't, because it's pure luck. I think you've got to have, you know, you've got to have the odds on your side. So you've got to do a bit more work to find the ones that you've got a higher odds of winning, definitely.
Okay. Well, listen, Di Coke, thank you very much for taking a call. Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you.
Best name I've ever had on the show, Jenny. What do you think?
We're not going to beat that ever, Di.
See you, Di.